在这课里，我们学习一些以
ive
结尾的形容词，比方
active、impressive，
跟一些以
ity
结尾的名词，比方
possibility、popularity
等等。另外，我们要学习一些跟新闻传播有关系的词汇。现在我们先来听今天这一课的对话，内容是说亨利跟女儿琳达谈到了看电视新闻的事情，请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Dad, what are you watching on television?
I'm watching the news, Linda. Why don't you join me and watch it too?
The news is boring. It's always the same thing.
You should know what's going on in the world. There's always the possibility that things could affect you.
I like things that are more active, more creative, and more entertaining.
If you watch the news regularly, you would find it very informative.
Well, if you want me to watch the news with you, can we change to Channel 7?
Why?
Because the anchorman on Channel 7 has a personality.
现在英文老师再把整段对话念一遍，请你注意听。
Dad,What are you watching on television?
I'm watching the news, Linda. Why don't you join me and watch it too?
The news is boring. It's always the same thing.
You should know what's going on in the world. There's always the possibility that things could affect you.
I like things that are more active, more creative, and more entertaining.
If you watch the news regularly, you would find it very informative.
Well, if you want me to watch the news with you, can we change to Channel 7?
Why?
Because the anchorman on Channel 7 has a personality.
下面我们来听老师把对话里包含了我们今天要学的一些词汇的句子再念一遍。
There's always the possibility that things could affect you.
I like things that are more active, more creative, and more entertaining.
If you watch the news regularly, you would find it very informative.
Because the anchorman on Channel 7 has a personality.
首先我们练习一些以
T-I-V-E
结尾的形容词，这些形容词都是从动词演变来的。练习的做法是，有男老师念动词，然后女老师把这个动词演变成了形容词念出来，接着男老师用那个形容词做句子，女老师就照样重复一遍。下面就是一个例子。
Act
Active
Reporters are active in gathering news.
Reporters are active in gathering news.
这组练习里的句子都是说到电视记者的工作，比方新闻界竞争激烈，记者们忙着跑新闻，尽量的把消息告诉观众，希望做到消息又新又快。他们必须要文笔好，又得知道观众的喜好，因为他们知道观众可以自由选择节目，不受欢迎的节目就会被淘汰等等。现在请你注意听，并且跟女老师一起把句子重复一遍。
Act
Active.
Reporters are active in gathering news.
Reporters are active in gathering news.
Inform.
Informative.
They want to be as informative as possible.
They want to be as informative as possible.
Select.
Selective.
They know the viewers are selective.
They know the viewers are selective.
Sense.
Sensitive.
They are sensitive to viewers' tastes.
They are sensitive to viewers' tastes.
Create.
Creative.
They do creative writing on news items.
They do creative writing on news items.
Compete.
Competitive.
They have to be competitive to do a good job.
They have to be competitive to do a good job.
Repeat.
repetitive.
They try not to be repetitive.
They try not to be repetitive.
下面我们再做一组练习，复习我们刚才教的词汇。练习的内容还是谈到电视记者的工作。练习的做法是，老师提出一个问题，比方，记者们设法塑造一个好形象吗？
Do reporters try to create a good image?
请你做肯定的答复。
Yes, they try to create a good image.
在你回答之后，老师会把正确答案念一遍给你听。
Do reporters act fast when something happens?
Yes, they act fast when something happens.
Are they active in gathering news?
Yes, they are active in gathering news.
Is their job to inform people?
Yes, their job is to inform people.
Are their reports generally informative?
Yes.Their reports are generally informative.
Are viewers free to select good programs?
Yes, they are free to select good programs.
Are viewers selective?
Yes, they are selective.
Do reporters sense what viewers like to watch?
Yes, they sense what viewers like to watch.
Are they sensitive to viewers' tastes?
Yes, they are sensitive to viewers' tastes.
Do they try to create a good image?
Yes, they try to create a good image.
Do they do creative writing on news items?
Yes, they do creative writing on news items.
Do they compete with other reporters?
Yes, they compete with other reporters.
Are the news media competitive?
Yes, the news media are competitive.
Do reporters sometimes repeat what was reported?
Yes, they sometimes repeat what was reported.
Do they try not to be repetitive?
Yes, they try not to be repetitive.
下面我们学习几个 E.
S-I-V-E.
结尾的形容词，这些形容词也是由动词演变而来的。比方，延伸
，extend，
变成广泛的
，extensive，
说服
，persuade，
变成有说服力
，persuasive，
渗透
，pervade，
变成深远的
，pervasive，
触怒
，offend，
变成冒犯人的
，offensive，
等等。现在我请男老师念动词，请女老师念形容词，然后男老师用形容词做一个句子，请你跟女老师一起把句子重复一遍。现在开始。
Extend.
Extensive.
American newspapers give extensive reports on the presidential election.
American newspapers give extensive reports on the presidential election.
Impress.
Impressive.
The election coverage is impressive.
The election coverage is impressive.
Offend.
Offensive.
They avoid making offensive reports.
They avoid making offensive reports.
Persuade.
Persuasive.
Their analyses and comments are quite persuasive.
Their analyses and comments are quite persuasive.
Pervade.
Pervasive.
They have pervasive influence on the public opinions.
They have pervasive influence on the public opinions.
下面我们再以问答方式把刚才教的形容词复习一遍。首先请你注意听男老师问问题，然后请你一一的做肯定的答复。每做完一句，老师就会把正确答案念给你听。现在开始。
Do American newspapers give extensive reports on the presidential election?
Yes, American newspapers give extensive reports on the presidential election.
Is the election coverage impressive?
Yes, the election coverage is impressive.
Do they avoid making offensive reports?
Yes, they avoid making offensive reports.
Are their analyses and comments persuasive?
Yes, their analyses and comments are persuasive.
Do they have pervasive influence on the general public?
Yes, they have pervasive influence on the general public.
下面我们学习几个由形容词演变而成的名词。这些名词都是以
ity
结尾，比方能力
ability
可靠性
credibility
活动
activity
敏感度
sensitivity
等等。现在我请男老师念形容词，女老师念名词。接着男老师用形容词做个句子，然后女老师就改用名词说出意思相同或是相关的句子。这些句子说到一位名字叫瓦特，很有名的电视记者，他的报道深入可靠，很受欢迎等等。现在请你注意听
active
activity。
Walter is very active.
He is interested in political activities.
Able
ability.
He is able to do in-depth reports.
He has the ability to do in-depth reports.
Credible.
Credibility.
His reports are credible.
He has high credibility.
Sensitive.
Sensitivity.
He is sensitive to the interests of the public.
He has a sensitivity to the interests of the public.
Popular.
Popularity.
He is very popular with audiences.
He enjoys popularity with audiences.
Possible.
Possibility.
It is possible that some Chinese have heard of him.
There's a possibility that some Chinese have heard of him.
下面我们用问答方式练习刚才教的名词。练习的做法是由老师根据刚才念过的句子提出问题。请你做肯定的答复，在你回答之后，老师会把正确答案念一遍给你听。
Is Walter interested in political activities?
Yes, Walter is interested in political activities.
Does he have the ability to do in-depth reports?
Yes, he has the ability to do in-depth reports.
Does he have high credibility?
Yes, he has high credibility.
Does he have a sensitivity to the interests of the public?
Yes, he has a sensitivity to the interests of the public.
Does he enjoy popularity with audiences?
Yes, he enjoys popularity with audiences.
Is there a possibility that some Chinese have heard of him?
Yes.There's a possibility that some Chinese have heard of him.
我们今天要听的文章谈到美国的新闻媒介。文章里除了说到一般民众依赖新闻传播了解国际情况，同时也描写新闻界为了迎合一般民众的口味而争先恐后抢新闻的情景。现在请你注意听。
The news media in the U.S. consists of radio, television, and newspapers.Together, they are pervasive on the lives of many Americans and influential on their daily routines. Many Americans begin their day reading the newspaper or watching a morning news program on television while drinking their coffee. While driving to work, the news can be heard on the car radio. Throughout the day, the news is broadcast repeatedly on the radio and television.In the evening, news is a prime feature on television, with up to 2 hours of news in the early evening and more news late at night. For those who prefer reading, the evening newspaper offers the reader the possibility of reading the news others see and hear on television. The news media are free of government control.It is up to the general public to choose what to read, watch, or listen to. Therefore, the media must have a sensitivity to the interests of the public. News is big business. However, it is very competitive business, as each station or each newspaper competes for audiences and readers. Each tries to present the news Americans want to know. When an item becomes newsworthy, such as an election or a war, Americans will become familiar with the most minute details as the news media scramble to be as informative as possible. But the result is that the news becomes repetitive. As the news media report the same news items, estimated to be the most interesting and impressive, listeners, viewers, or readers might find it difficult to be selective. Nevertheless, most Americans would not criticize their news media too harshly. The credibility of the news media is generally acknowledged and accepted by the American public.
现在请你回答下面三个问题。在你回答之后，老师会念正确答案给你听。第一个问题是
How do Americans get the news?
They get the news through radio, television, and newspapers.
第二个问题是
When can Americans get the news?
They can get the news in the morning, throughout the day, and in the evening.
第三个问题是
How do the news media compete for audiences and readers?
They try to report what Americans want to know as fast as possible.